terms of the community growing, I guess too, on different levels it does, and reason being why I answer it that way is because I guess the community is not homogenous, meaning like it's not a set group of people that think ideologically the same or, you know, have the same kind of perspective or views on things. And so, particularly within the Filipino community, it's not necessarily like a cohesive community. And that's not necessarily good or bad. It's just basically that people have different concerns and people have different issues, and that's completely fine. And that should be open for people to engage in dialogue in, you know, whether they have opposing views or not. But in terms of the group that we're working with, in our particular community group with Filipino youth, progressive youth who are interested in advocating for social justice and equity, there's been a lot of growth. And there's been a lot of development in terms of how they're addressing these issues and how they're addressing their schools, how they're addressing their personal and collective lives with their friends. And so I've been seeing a lot of growth with them. And also with our volunteers and organizers, they've been doing a lot of amazing work, so much so that I'm starting to feel comfortable that, you know, that this is a collective effort, you know. And as much as I can contribute, I have to recognize that as much as I might be a significant part of this, I'm also insignificant, mm-hmm. and that this is beyond its leaders, and that, you know, you're here to develop new leaders among it, so that way you can eventually step down and do another project and then have these new leaders build up the project that you were working on. And so in terms of that, I'm seeing a lot of growth. I'm seeing a lot of positive work that's going on with the youth movement. And so in terms of support from like government officials or people that can advocate, there's strong allies out there that can support. And it doesn't necessarily need to be monetarily, even if they're like advocates and like help out support like some of the issues that we're kind of addressing, or providing, you know, free venues or space or facility, because we don't even have like a cultural space yet, which we're trying to advocate for. I mean, those are really good work that, you know, that city officials can help out with, government officials can help out with. But the most important support doesn't necessarily need to come from government officials. It needs to come from within, and it needs to come from the community members. So the strongest support, whether volunteer work, monetary, whatever kind of resources people can offer, comes from within the community, and that's what creates self-determination. And support from the government or also from the schools, the districts, the cities, that's important too, but it should be auxiliary. It should be on the peripheral. And that should just help us kind of as allies and not necessarily as the core of resources.